It's 1 p.m. here in the city of Kingston, and you are tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on beautiful Queens University campus. I'm Jesse Bell, and this is your afternoon news brief. We'll begin with your City of Kingston traffic report. Cranbrook Street from Lakeview Avenue to Days Road is closed for pedestrian improvements. Baggett Street from Barrie to West Street is closed for the Eastern Canadian Little League Championship. Bath Road from Sir John A to Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays for the installation of intersection pedestrian signals. The city is installing intersection pedestrian signals at several locations to make it easier and safer for pedestrians to cross busy roads. Wright Crescent at Palace Road to Palace Road is closed for a contractor to complete roadway repairs, pedestrian safety and access improvements, and traffic calming features on Wright Crescent. Norman Rogers Drive from Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard to Van Order Drive started on June 15th. Norman Rogers Drive is closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. This work will improve road condition, accessibility, and safety for all road users, including students, families, and local residents. Reminder that the City of Kingston and Utilities Kingston are in the midst of a reconstruction of Princess Street. This major infrastructure project includes upgrades to underground and above-ground utilities, as well as improvements to enhance safety and comfort for pedestrians and cyclists. Barrie Street to Queen Street is closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street, and Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William is still closed to accommodate construction activity and staging. Here is your weather report for Monday, July 13th, 2026. 30 degrees is the forecast, with a 30% chance of precipitation in the afternoon, dropping to 21 overnight. That's a wrap for your afternoon news brief. Coming up next, we have a new episode of Earworm, hosted by Claire.
Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. And today I'm going to be playing you guys some songs that I've been listening to lately. And to start off, I'm going to be playing two instrumental songs. One of them is from, like, I discovered it on a spiritual jazz playlist on YouTube. And I was looking through the comments, and they were saying how only a few people got this video on their feed. And it comes to people like every 2 years or something, I don't know. And I thought it was really funny, but also I feel very honored. And then after that, I'm going to be playing Come Live With Me. So it's also an instrumental song. And it's by Dorothy Ashby. I think that one's kind of trending, so I think you guys might recognize it. But it's not a hit. Okay, just letting you guys know. Anyway, after that, I'm going to be playing Break the Spell by McGee. You guys know I love me some McGee. And I feel like this song is one of the more calming ones on the album. And I feel like with the two jazz, afro, like harp playing songs, I think this song is like very chill and kind of fits with the other two songs. And then after that, I'm going to be playing Which Way by FKA Twigs and Dystopia. I guess for that song, I was listening to an FKA Twigs album off of my friend's record player. We were listening to Eusexua, but the Which Way is on the Capri Songs album. I don't know, I remember like hearing it in passing, and I thought it was very pretty, so I thought I should include it. Anyway, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the songs.
Thank you. It's like an elevator music, but you're going to the 50th floor.
Made me realise I have no thoughts though.
Like, I'm not the accessory to the rock star. I'm the rock star. Do you get what I mean?
So the songs I just played for you guys were Salam by Catalyst, Come Live With Me by Dorothy Ashby, and Break the Spell by McGee, and then it was Which Way by FK Twigs in Dystopia. And the songs I'm going to be playing after, that I'm going to be playing next, are 1-800-ANGEL by Julius and Dreams, Perfectly Fine by Lauren Kovacs, and Dirt and Onions by Frank. So 1-800-ANGEL, Julius and Dreams, also known as Gabe, because if you have ever listened to the interview that I did with him, he is actually named Gabe. 1-800-ANGEL is his new song, and I wanted to put it on here because it's really good. And then I've also been listening to Perfectly Fine by Lauren Kovacs, and you guys know I'm a big fan of hers and how I think she's such an awesome person. She's so cool and so nice and awesome. Sauce, specifically Sauce. And I was listening to Perfectly Fine. I don't know, it just puts me in a really good mood. And I listened to Dirt and Onions like right after listening to Perfectly Fine because it was stuck in my head. And little did I know that they fit perfectly fine next to each other. See what I did there? It was a joke. Yeah, so yeah, Dirt and Onions, I really love. I love that song so much. Like, one of the songs of the year for me, in my opinion. And it's been really inspiring me. And I'd say if I was Team Dirt or Onions, I think I would be Team Garlic. Because I'm Filipino. I can't really choose a side. I don't know. I like both Dirt and Onions equally, I think. I think a lot of people would choose Onions because of Shrek, but yeah, I guess Dirt is more of an underdog. I like Dirt because it's good for plants. I don't know what I'm really talking about now, but yeah, Dirt and Onions is very inspiring to me, but then I also think that it pairs very well with Perfectly Fine. And I guess you'll just have to listen and see. Anyway, enjoy those songs.
everything you keep in time when you move to LA. Always on my mind.
Songs I just played for you guys were 1-800-ANGEL by Julius and Dreams, Perfectly Fine by Lauren Kovacs, and Dirt and Onions by Frank. And the next songs I'm going to be playing for you guys are Take It Slow by Takes a Village, and then the artists that are featured in the song are Kyle, Eric Ryan, and Merv XX Gaudy. I was in this music video, and I don't know, it was a really fun music video. It was like the first time I ever met Shaw, and I guess Shadell as well. I've always known of Shadell, but then that was like my first time really meeting her, and I remember being kind of sick that day, so lol. I think Eric Ryan like got sick like the next day, and I felt really bad. And then yeah, I also had like Soul Shakers. Yeah, let me set the scene for you guys. Yeah, I had Soul Shakers that day because it was really close to like the location where we were filming. It was close to Soul Shakers, and I got some fried chicken, like Korean fried chicken. It was really good from what I remember. I don't know, I haven't been there in a while, and I remember I like just got a haircut. I think I got a haircut that day, actually, now that I remember. It was really fun. It's a really fun song, and I recently rediscovered it. I think it's because the album release was like very recent, and listening to Take It Slow, it's a very feel-good song, and it has like that same feel-goodness of like Perfectly Fine or Flashback. Perfectly Fine by Lauren Kovacs, and Flashback by What's This, Kyle and Eric Ryan. Since it's like summer, it's nice to listen to feel good songs, but it's also good to listen to sad songs, which I will be playing later in this episode. But anyway, the song I'm going to be playing after Take It Slow is Ryan by Sophia James, and I think I've listened to Sophia James before. Her music is very different now. I think, like, yeah, Somebody New by Sophia James, that's very, like, R&B. And then Ryan is more Mickey combined with Nardos Almaz. If you know Nardos, I've played her on this show before, and I've interviewed her as well. But anyway, I feel like you could kind of hear it in the song when you listen to it. But yeah, I've been listening to Ryan a lot. It's been in my rotation, as is all the other songs on this playlist or in this episode. Speaking about like the music videos, I've been watching, like just now I've been watching a lot of the music videos that I was part of, and I don't know, it's like, it's nice to reminisce and think about, like, the times of being part of, like, a production, I guess, like a film production. And it's really fun being an extra. If you guys ever have the opportunity, you guys should definitely be an extra. Yeah, I feel like now is a really good time to reminisce because it's Mercury retrograde in Cancer. And Cancer is, like, about nostalgia or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, I'm getting off topic right now. Hope you guys enjoy the songs.
We can. I put this on faith and on myself to catch my foes with that pump fake. They're on their toes and I'm healing. You can't fight this feeling. No need to escape. No need to escape. No need to if I'm letting go of that weight. Lighting that bridge on fire. You on the other side with a mask on face. By you is a cut tie with a short end. I'ma go ride that wave. You stir the water. I can't wait for you no more. Can't wait. I can't wait for you no more.
Tone that we see, what we see, speak.
So the songs I just played for you guys were Take It Slow by Takes a Village, Kyle, Eric Ryan, and Merv XX Scotty, and then it was Ryan by Sophia James. And then the next songs I'm going to be playing after that, these ones are kind of sad, I can't lie. Yeah, these ones, this part of the episode is going to be like the In My Feelings part of the episode. And the songs I'm going to be playing are, they're all kind of new, actually. They're all new, I think, yeah. First one is Deep End by Josie. And Josie, he's also known as Josiah from Greer. And Greer broke up recently, and I guess, like, Josiah, he's, like, doing a solo career, which is really cool because I love his voice, and the song that he just came out, I've been obsessed with, like, it's been on repeat all the time, even though it is kind of sad. I love it so much. I've been really liking that song. I recently saw the music video for it, and I thought it was so cool because it was like in reverse, like he was walking for, like, it looked like he was the only one not in reverse, but I feel like it's so hard to have to make it look realistic, like you're actually the one who's moving forward while everything is moving backwards, without making it look like it's in reverse, like the video is in reverse, if you know what I mean. And it was, yeah, I was quite impressed. I thought it was really cool. And then the next song I'm going to be playing is Ego Collecting by Bianca Espino. And Bianca is a Toronto artist, and the song is also quite sad. I like it though. I don't know. Tugs on the heartstrings. Gives a little yearn to it, you know what I mean? Actually, it's not yearning lyrics. Whenever I say yearn, I hope you guys know that I'm talking about like the feeling. And not the lyrics. Sometimes it is the lyrics, but most of the time I'm talking about the feeling. And then after that, I'm going to be playing Fleur de Lis, and that's by Ryan Beatty. He just came out with an album, and this song is the last track of that album. And talking about my thoughts of the album, it's very twangy, which I think, if there's a good amount of twang, I really like it. He did have a lot more twang than I liked, but that's okay. I think he's like experimenting with like different sounds, and you know what? Some people would appreciate that amount of twanginess. Me, on the other hand, I don't know. I did really like some of the songs though. Either way, I think, like, the vocal layering in a lot of the songs were really good, especially the combination of his voice and Claro's voice. And then I also really like the strings in this album. And then I guess like the chord progression of the piano in this song in particular, I really liked as well. And then after that song, I'm going to be playing The Feeling by Steve Lacy. And this song in particular has got me feeling depressed. I can't even lie, guys. Like, if I listen to it for too long or listen to it on repeat, oh my gosh, like, I'm just, like, sad. I'm just, like, super, super sad. But I'm just so addicted to singing it. It's so catchy. But, like, the lyrics of it, it's this is the yearn, but, like, a really, like, sad, depressing yearn. Like, there's a line in the verse or in the bridge that, like, really gets me, and it's about, like, writing songs. I don't really relate to it, but still, it just, the bridge in general, I also really like the second verse, actually. You guys gotta listen to it. The whole song is really good, but still, it's, like, sad. So hopefully, like, you guys don't end up spiraling after these next four songs. You can skip it if you'd like, but you'd be missing out because they're really good. But yeah, I love how, like, I did, like, how usually side A is very, like, happy, and then side B is usually really, like, sad. And anyway, hope you guys enjoy those songs.
Disappearing act with no appearance. like it when you make me nauseous in front of your friends. You go collecting to your debt. I don't think you want me that bad. I'd like to think when we're talking I'm a little more important than what you've got in your hands. Yeah, tell me I'm the only. My body's in the water, baby. Show me that we're floating on our way down. I'm scared that you pull me out. I don't think you want me all that bad. A little more than honest, biting your tongue with your jeans rolled. Bodies in the water, baby. Show me that we'll make it on our way out. I'm scared that you pull me now. Whisper to me softly. You tell me.
Flowers. Cause the fish is caught, so run it up and fry it. Well, I'd be dead wrong, let the pawn take the queen. But I'd let you in if it kept the king from crying. Knowing there's nothing I can do, I would pay the cost for every loss so I don't lose you. And I would love the both of us for you. If only I could love the both of us for you. Pictures, wishing I was with you. Drunk it in a bitch. It'd be nice to kiss you. I could let it go, but I'm not a quitter. I can't let you go. I'm in love with you. Sending all the signals, pay me some attention. F it, I'ma call you, I'ma tell you I've been hurting. Kept it to myself, cause I ain't wanna be a burden. This ain't gonna heal if we don't make a deal. What the f, you gotta test my patience.
could spend my whole life waiting. I'd rather not, so baby, let's get on. Oh, please come take me, please come take me.
So the songs I just played for you guys were Deep End by Josie, Ego Collecting by Bianca Espino, Fleur de Lis by Ryan Beatty, and The Feeling by Steve Lacy. I know usually I end the episode after the last song, but I wanted to let you guys know that I am starting to post archived interviews with artists that I've done interviews with in the past on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. So my YouTube is at earworm_radio. Yeah, you guys could find me through there. And I posted my interview with Shaw recently because it was his birthday, so I thought it would have been great timing to post my first ever archived interview. And I don't have any video footage of my interviews usually, so I'm making slideshows. Really awesome sauce slideshows. And if you want to check it out, you could listen to it on there. Hopefully I will be posting my really old ones. Honestly, I am unsure if I should, because I don't know. I was just like, when you know you've grown a little bit socially and as an interviewer, I don't know. I haven't listened back to any of my old interviews, so we'll see how that goes. And I think it would be really fun to just make slideshows. I don't know. I'm trying out a bunch of stuff for this radio show, and I'm really just hashtag grateful that I have it and that I'm able to unleash a very creative side.